A study of Queensland's lockout laws has found they're failing to stop alcohol-fuelled violence. In fact, the study's found revellers are turning up at the state's main night spots more intoxicated than before the change. It's made no difference in the number of assaults. The Queensland government changed the laws in 2016, and one alcohol research group says they should be given more time to work. Isabel Rowe reports.
Southeast Queensland's main party precinct of Fortitude Valley is packed with people in their early 20s on Friday and Saturday nights. It's one of 15 safe night precincts in Queensland, where the state government recently introduced lockout laws to try and reduce alcohol-fuelled violence. But a study led by Griffith University Associate Professor Grant Davili found the level of violence is just the same.
It was surprising because the argument was that if we closed down the alcohol sales from 5 a.m. till 3 a.m, that it was getting people out of the city when they hadn't had far too much. When in fact, because they were coming in more drunk, they were still at the same level. So we're not seeing much of a change.
Queensland's controversial lockout laws were introduced in 2016. They cut back trading hours in some places by 2 hours and banned the sale of shots of alcohol after midnight. Griffith University researchers started collecting data 2 years prior to the introduction of those laws, randomly breath testing patrons in the valley and other Brisbane night spots. Associate Professor Davili found not only are assault numbers unchanged since the laws were brought in, people are arriving in the precincts drunker.
People were more likely to have preloaded, whilst before 80% of people preloaded, now it's 90%, and they're also entering later.
But he stops short of labelling the laws a failure.
Our argument is that we're presenting the data. What government do is up to them. That's their policy. We would make recommendations of other things that can be done. Getting people into town earlier, particularly in places where there's food available.
The Foundation for Alcohol Research and Education advocates for a reduction in alcohol consumption because of the associated health and social problems. Their chief executive, Michael Thorne, is concerned but sceptical about the study's findings.
The government, of course, has commissioned a major evaluation of the measures that they introduced. And I think that we should be waiting to see the results of his very thorough analysis. Now, I suspect that his analysis is likely to find that we are seeing benefits.
Michael Thorne suggests the laws could impose even further restrictions.
Perhaps suggests that we need to be tightening up on some of the approaches that seek to reduce the level of alcohol consumption.
A spokesman for the Queensland Attorney General, Yvette Darth, says she'll consider the findings in conjunction with other information.
Isabel Rowe reporting there.